Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You'll listen to Real Estate and You. We are back in the saddle. That sounds kind of weird. We are back in the saddle. It's me and Justin. Justin is now formerly known as the mortgage company, and it's now called Annie Mac. So we'll go through that whole discussion. But yeah, I got Justin Perella here. We're going to talk about mortgages, talk about interest rates, talk about FHA, VA, conventional, whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about when it comes to mortgages, of course. So without any delay, Justin, what's going on, man?
Hello, hello. What's up, Brad?
I'm doing great. And you?
I'm well.
Yeah, well. Good, good.
Nice out, finally.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's nice because we're able to go out now again. You know, we were out not too long ago, a couple weeks ago. You and I had a little time with our wives, and we went out for a little party, if you want to call it that.
Awesome, yeah.
We had a great time.
It was a good
got a
time.
Van to take us there. Had a great time.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah,
it
cool.
Was. And everybody was set. You know,
everybody was safe. We were safe, distanced. safe and cool. All right, so let's jump right into it. Let's just talk about the name change right off the bat, because you used to be the mortgage company, correct?
Yeah. So first of all, let me wish a happy belated birthday to my partner at Annie Mac, Mike Bauer. He just celebrated a big birthday. And actually, Mike was the one who actually started the mortgage company in Allentown. But the mortgage company has always rolled up to our parent company, Annie Mac. So when we moved offices over from Allentown, we still have an office in Allentown, and opened our Why I'm Missing office, we used the mortgage company, and it got a little confusing here with who the mortgage company. Well, what company? So we just decided to go back and brand ourselves as Annie Mac, but nothing's changed other than my email. The guidelines and everything are still the same under Annie Mac.
Still the umbrella. Same great service.
Damn right. Yeah, so it's fun, though, because it does, believe it or not, as you can imagine, for my realtor partners, it opens up so much more marketing, because we only had a portion of it because we had to brand it as the mortgage company.
Right,
so now
right.
We have all these programs and marketing for
everything you could ever want.
That's correct.
So we talked about having you back on, and we talked about what we're going to talk about. And one of the things is, obviously, interest rates have gone up a little bit.
Yo, everybody's running for the hills, Brad.
It's incredible.
They went up an eighth of a point.
I mean, really. I mean, seriously, when you think about it, you know, what they were at, what, 2.75, and now they're at what?
Well, okay. So 30-year fixed, 2.75 was an average rate, you know, back in October, November, December. Now we're looking at 3 1/8. So 3.125, 3.25 in some cases.
Yeah, but nothing crazy.
No. It's not going to make or break your home purchase.
Yeah. So, and I think what it is we've become so spoiled as a real estate industry, as buyers and sellers. We've become so spoiled because we actually think that 3% is normal.
Think about the millennials.
Oh, yeah. That's all they know. They know under 4, basically, I think, right?
I mean, tell them to ask their parents, or even better yet, I mean, 14, 15%.
Yeah. I mean, I never saw that.
No, I didn't.
This is 28 years here in the business. And the most I think I ever saw was 9%.
Nine?
Yeah. I think 9% was pretty much the highest.
Is that the average then, or was that?
No, that was like a peak. And I think it hit like 9. And I'm going to say that was right when I first started in 92, 93. It was in that range. And then it was 8s, and then what for me, in my experience, was a good rate. It's kind of funny. A good rate for me for a large part of my career was 6%.
Yeah, I can see
5 and 6%. That was, I mean, when it dropped below 6%, whoa, it was like, you know, people were going nuts.
That's where I got my
now
first
we go up over 3 and they're gonna go nuts.
Yeah, but again, they're just what they're accustomed to, and also people don't realize that the rates change every day.
Yeah.
So it could be, well, it wouldn't be back to 2.75 tomorrow, no matter what the bond market does. But it's something that's still a moving target.
Always. Well, let's go back to that. Everybody thinks that when the Fed lowers the rate, that the interest rates are going down.
No.
Yeah, that is such a misconception. Yes. Because, and even the media will say that, oh, well, the Fed lowered, and I think the Fed's down to pretty much zero anyway. But correct. When the Fed lowers the rates, that is for short-term lending.
Correct.
That, right?
And that has nothing to do. There's actually a lot that goes into the mortgage rates, but mostly it's on the 10-year Treasury.
Right. So on the 10-year Treasury, if that goes down, rates go up. Is that right? Correct. Isn't it opposite? It's opposite, yes, right? Opposite. Yeah, that's what I thought. See, I learned something in 28 years. Holy crap. You can teach an old dog new tricks. So go ahead. Tell me more about what's going on. Let's talk about the FHA.
Yeah. So there actually with us starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel with COVID, thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
You're starting to see a little bit of looser guidelines on programs like FHA. And conventional, but FHA just launched some new guidelines, and it's mostly around the forbearance. So if you're not familiar with what the forbearance is, it's when it first came out, right when COVID was at its peak, or actually early on in COVID, it came out. It gave you the ability to two things. It gave you the ability to stop your mortgages and put the payments at the end. Or you could accumulate them and pay them off in 3 to 4 or 5 months whenever you needed, which was pretty ridiculous.
And okay, so when you say they're going to do that, do you have to sign up for that? You can't just stop paying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another misconception. You can't just stop paying and go, oh, that forbearance thing. Yeah, I'm going to take advantage of that.
Well, and you can't expect that because you did that, that you can just turn that switch back on. So when it first came out, and you did that, the communication was horrible around it because every bank was saying, oh, don't worry about it. Just go under forbearance. I almost did it. Just, I'm thinking, you know.
Yeah, why not? Like, right? I don't want to pay my mortgage. Exactly. What the hell? Yeah.
So I called up, and then because I'm in the industry, I did more research, and it was at first, it was if you do a forbearance on your loan, you can't buy another property for 12 months. You have to make 12 months of payments before you're out of it. So that obviously was taken back. It was 6 months and now it's 3. So
right.
You got to make 3 payments and you got to catch up to date. You don't need the, you know, I was just looking at the, what you need as far as conditions, and you just need a letter stating that you've been back. All the lenders would be familiar with the letter that you need to get that just shows you've been
basically says that you're caught up. You're back in, you're caught up again.
Correct.
Yeah. And I think we ran into that. I know we ran into that situation where, there was, somebody that stopped paying.
You know what? We still have them.
Yeah.
They're still in our pipeline.
Yes, you're right.
Because they're on their second or third month. So
excellent.
Yeah.
And that's it's amazing, right? And that's the thing I think that's a little scary is that you definitely, if you're going to stop paying something, make sure you know what you're doing and what you're getting into when you stop paying.
Especially your mortgage.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to get another mortgage if you didn't pay the last one.
They say, when I first got into the business, they said, and I've been in finances for almost 20 years, but mortgages for 4. And they said, if you pay any bill,
pay your mortgage.
Pay your mortgage. Yeah.
And if you don't pay that, pay your car payment because you're going to be living there.
Correct. Yeah. Or an RV.
An RV. Yeah. Buy an RV and you're good there. So FHA, so they're loosening up a little bit.
A little bit.
Which is good. That's good to hear.
Yep.
What about credit scores? How's that? Is that still, we're still looking at the 620s or
620 we say is going to get you pretty much.
That's FHA though. You're not
correct.
Getting conventional.
Well, 620 starts you at convention.
Oh, okay.
But 640 is where you're going to start to see the benefits of the conventional loan with a little bit lower rates. But anything in the sixes is going to get hit with a little bit of a higher rate,
right?
Regardless.
You're going to pay premium for the fact that you're a little higher risk.
So we've done, and again, my phone rings off the hook because a lot of people know I fight for my clients, even if they're 580 mm-hmm. to 600. So I do fight, you know, on behalf of the clients, if they, you know, had a couple mishaps, but they're showing a trend of getting their credit back together, or we just need to clean up a couple things on their credit to get them there. But the most important thing is, even though we can catch you up on your credit score, the guidelines and the rates are extremely tough to qualify. You can qualify, but if you've got a sub 620, you better be good at getting paperwork, getting documents together, and have about a point and a half to pay for your rate.
Gotcha. Oh, so you're saying it's going to cost you more money too, out of your pocket.
Yeah. So and
with seller assist not happening too much, that gets to be a little. That's tougher.
Yeah.
So a little tougher. And you can't wrap that back into the mortgage either. That's cash you need. That's closing costs that's in there. So if I'm looking at $150,000 loan, I better be looking at another $1,500 or more.
I've been seeing. So again, if rates are at 3.25, let's just say. You're sub 620, you're going to be at close to 4% and have to pay between 1 and 1.5 in points.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. So it's very credit driven. Yeah. Now, would you be better off going FHA then? Or is that with FHA?
Oh, yeah. Because here's the thing. And especially if you're only putting a certain percent down. So you come to me and you have 3.5%. That's all you got. Well, first-time homebuyers can get into conventional if they qualify for the program with 3% down. But if they don't, it's 5%. So if you're putting 5% down and you're 620, let's say you're 630, mm-hmm. your rate's still going to be high. It might not be 4, but it's going to be high. But the biggest thing is your mortgage insurance.
Because you're higher risk.
Darn right.
So you're higher risk.
FHA is a fixed mortgage percentage.
Yep.
Where conventional is all based on your credit score and down payment.
Well, and the private mortgage insurance company is the one that's really backing that difference in down payment.
Correct.
And if you're high risk, they're sitting there going, you're going to pay.
Yeah.
You're going to pay. Because that's where we ran into trouble in 2007. The PMI companies really ran into trouble.
Were they expensive?
Those are the ones that got hit. So beyond that, anything new with conventional? Like anything different there? Everything's pretty much the same, right?
Pretty much the same. I'll tell you what we are seeing a lot. Not a lot, but we're seeing appraisal waivers.
Still seeing them.
So
on houses, now this would make sense for a house that's a cookie cutter that is in, say, Werner Farm. My house cookie cutter, but Green Valley, and I don't want to call those cookie cutter either. But they're a lot easier to say. Okay, this house is pretty much like this house, so we know that appraised. So we're going to go with this, and that's.
20% down still though is winning those appraisals.
That's what it is. And basically I get that. So it's less risk for the bank because now you're coming with 20% down. So the bank goes, hey, even if we get this off by 5%, we're still in good shape.
Right. And with the house prices increasing so much, they know, I assume they know they're going to be covered.
As long as
20%.
Amazing. Yeah. So what else we got going on? Anything else you want to talk about? We're at 12 minutes already. So, you know, we have like a minute or so left.
Refis. If you're looking at refis, you're still, you know, I'd say if you're at the 4.5, it's still worth it. 4.25, maybe.
If their current rate is 4.5, 4.25, you're saying it still makes sense to refinance.
Yeah. But I'm hoping and we're hoping that with the nice weather, you'll call Brad, list your house, the tulips are coming out, you know. So I think a lot of people were refinancing instead of listing over COVID. And so I'm hoping that there's a lot more inventory because guess what? If you're looking to sell, there's a lot of buyers.
Oh, there's a ton of buyers. You know, we can talk about inventory. We talk about that all the time. But inventory is definitely the one thing that is happening in our industry that's slowing, that's basically making it tough.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably 20 buyers for every house.
That's insane.
It really is. There's 20 to 25 buyers that are looking at every house that goes on the market that I list. And that to me means that when somebody buys it, there's still 20 people still looking for a house. So we are way under. I looked at the numbers just yesterday. We're at around 334 was the amount of homes on the market.
That's
countywide. That's every price range, every type. And that's just incredible. I mean, I've never seen anything like that.
What's the average?
The average, I did look at like a long-term average. You probably should be around 2,000 to 2,500 homes on the market at any given time. That is like a more of a normal market, you know, and that's what we used to have. And the biggest part of that, once again, is we just don't have enough new construction to replace the inventory that we are using. And also, it's not even that. We're having children, and we've been for a long time. And unless we stop having children, you know, the population is growing.
Right.
You know, so we're not replenishing that. So there's definitely, and it's funny, I've been saying that real estate, I said this last year, I remember saying it to my partners and maybe to you. I said, real estate is going to become a privilege and a premium. Wow. A major, major premium. It used to be the American dream. It's going to be the American privilege or the American, it's fantasy.
Wow.
Because it's really, really becoming hard to find a home.
So is it just land? I mean, like Tony Soprano said, buy land.
Exactly. It's land. It's also what happened is now we're so far behind the eight ball because we didn't build for 6 years, 7 years. Now, I'm not saying nobody's building, but in this county, when I was in new construction and selling a lot of new homes, we were building probably around 1,100 to 1,200 homes a year.
Holy.
That's between Greth, Farino, Grande, Burke's Homes, all the different big builders in the area. And that has stopped since 2007. We went down to like 200 a year. And now it's probably even less than that. I think at one point it was less than that. But what I'm saying is that you can never get that back.
Right. Oh, right, right.
You can't make up time.
You still have babies over that time. You still have kids.
Exactly.
Still growing up.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just like you can never catch up on sleep. Once you've lost that time, it's gone. They always say that. So that's what's going on. So inventory is an issue. Yeah. Mortgages, and this is what's amazing. Mortgages are amazing. You guys are still great rates. Everything's going well. You can get a mortgage. You don't need 20% down, 3.5 or 5, depending on what you're doing. Keep your credit scores good. The other thing is, you know, the market is good. Job market is good. I mean, yeah. I see hiring signs everywhere. So things are good there. It's just an inventory issue.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be something we're dealing with for a while. Now, that doesn't mean don't put your house on the market. That doesn't mean don't go looking for a house. If you want a house, you'll find a house. Just got to have patience.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. It's about patience right now. Yeah. So anything else you want to say before we finish up?
No, I just appreciate coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm glad you're here. And I think what we're going to do is have you come back at least once a month and just kind of touch base on what's going on in the market. Because the mortgages are changing. Things are always changing. Yeah. There's always new programs, always something different going on. So
my info's on the page if you need
Give
to
your information
something.
Again. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's my cell phone, 484-955-7815. And my email is jperella, that's P-E-R-E-L-L-A, at annie-mac.com. That's M-A-C.com. Thanks, Brad.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Well, there you go. Justin Perella back on the show. That was fun. That was a good time. Yeah, we had a good time. Yeah. And so just listen back. We're going to be bringing some other guests in here. I have a guest that's coming in from outside the area. Probably be next week or over the next 10 days, something like that. And it's always going to be interesting information about real estate. But thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.